It's Radar Contact, a bi-weekly audio newsletter for subscribers to atccommunication.com. And now, here's your host, Jeff Canarek.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of Radar Contact. I am your host, Jeff Canarek, and I'd like to thank you for your participation. And if you've written to me recently, either by email or by commenting at the website atccommunication.com, I sure do appreciate it. You know, I recently had a visitor at the website named Daniel, and he had some very kind words to say about how much the website was helping him. But he also said it was particularly terrific that I was answering everybody who commented at the website. And so, you know, initially I scratched my head over that and said, well, I'm glad you like that, but what's so unusual about it? And with that thought in mind, I went and surfed around the internet a little bit, and I particularly looked at websites where there was a comment stream. And lo and behold, you know, what I discovered is, although there were a lot of visitors to the website leaving comments, the original author, the person who created that website, did not participate. And that was the case in site after site after site, and I really got to scratch my head over that, because people can go anywhere on the internet, and you can visit any website you want, and, you know, it takes some effort to say, hey, I'm going to spend some time here, and I'm actually going to participate. Well, for goodness sakes, if some visitor is going to come to a website and choose to actually get actively involved in your website, doesn't it make a lot of sense to thank them by responding? You know, the internet is a fairly passive place. People tend to move from site to site to site, take what they can get out of it, but really never give much back in the way of comments or participation. So I really do appreciate it that we have so many people that participate at atccommunication.com by actively speaking up, commenting, and writing me emails. And the reason why I'm decided to lead off the show with this thought stream is it really has something to do with communicating with air traffic control. Now, the other day I was coming up from Panama, flying back to Atlanta, and we have some crazy routing that takes us up the west coast of Florida, and we end up over Tallahassee, and then we fly an arrival into Atlanta from the southwest. Well, most days Atlanta's landing to the west, so you have to visualize this. If you're approaching the airport from the southwest, and the airport is actually landing to the west, that means you have to enter a downwind and travel all the way to the east end of the airport, be turned around by approach control, and then landed to the west. That whole matter of entering the pattern, flying downwind, and then coming back around to a final adds on about 10 minutes to your arrival time. So I thought to myself, as we were flying up for Panama, wouldn't it make sense if we came in from the east and therefore come straight to a final approach to land to the west? So I got on the radio. We just left Havana's airspace. I was contacting Miami Center, and I said, Miami Center, this is us, and I have a route change request. And they said, go ahead. And I said, hey, after Marathon, that's the Marathon VOR, I'd like direct Orlando, direct Cecil, and Cecil is a VOR right around Jacksonville, Florida, and then the Canuck One arrival. The Canuck One arrival is an arrival that takes you in from the southeast. Again, coming in from the east or southeast brings us right to a final approach, landing west. So Miami Center says, sure enough, you're cleared after Marathon, you're cleared direct Orlando, direct Cecil, and the Canuck One arrival. It was that easy. It saved 10 minutes of flying time and maybe 100 gallons of gas, and we got into the gate a little bit early. Now, yeah, okay, I'm patting myself on the back a little bit, but I'm only really telling you this story to make a point. And the point is, you're only going to get from air traffic control what you ask for. Obviously, there are certain things with air traffic control that you just absolutely have to ask for, like if you want flight following. Air traffic control is not going to volunteer that. You have to request flight following. But if you need some sort of special consideration, the latest weather along your route of flight or at your destination, information about thunderstorms in the area, or perhaps one day you find yourself in some really bad circumstances, you're flying by yourself and you just need another person on your side, well, guess what? Air traffic control is there to help, but you have to ask. And that leads us to a conversation with an air traffic controller, Jack Bowers. Last time you heard us talk about several subjects with Jack, and in this conversation, I asked Jack about a special circumstance in which a pilot got himself in some deep serious trouble and called air traffic control for help. So here's part two of my conversation with Jack Bowers, air traffic controller from the St. Louis TRACON. Jack, I know sometimes even the most proficient pilot comes up against some sort of situation that is just really causing him a lot of distraction, whether it's an emergency or not. And I see that a while back you won something called the Archie League Award for your region. Can you talk a little bit about that and explain what the circumstances were? Kind of tell me a story about how all that came about.
Actually, the Archie League Award is an annual award that the National Air Traffic Controllers Association issues for an outstanding flight assist. Mm-hmm. Each region actually puts forth their own entrant, and then there's one overall winner that's presented at the Communicating for Safety. In my case, it was wintertime. In fact, it was 2 days after Christmas, and an aircraft, it was a Cessna 182, came in we're down at very marginal weather. It was solid IFR and basically right at minimums, and they actually ended up getting a load of ice on the aircraft. The controller who was talking to him originally actually cleared him for an approach into one of our satellite airports, and at that point he descended below the initial approach fix, and the controller very alertly caught that, questioned the pilot, and that's when they found out it was all iced up. That's kind of where I entered the picture because I was a flight instructor and had just a little bit more experience. The weather was deteriorating. The ice load was such that he was having a really hard time controlling the aircraft and maintaining altitude. Whether it was emotional or mechanical, I'm not real sure, but he couldn't, was not being able to navigate with his instruments.
Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, do you still see the airport?
No, I flew over it, and I'm just trying to get some altitude.
6 Charlie Alpha, roger. Turn or fly heading 090.
090.
What is your altitude now, 6 Charlie Alpha?
1,500.
Okay, and do you have any ground contact?
No, I sure don't.
Okay, would you like to try to get down there again? Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, would you like to try to get down there again, or are you going to try to get up and pop again? Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, I do show you climbing at a pretty good rate, 1,700. You can continue that climb all the way up on top again, 5,000 feet if you'd like.
Sorry, I got into the talking to the aircraft, and it basically boiled down to he was very shook up. He made the comment he needed a lot of help. He was kind of shook up.
Well, let's go back and try this other one again. Yeah, okay, any way you want me to try it again, let's try it again.
So we're pretty much just making a surveillance approach.
Okay, 6 Charlie Alpha, we'll put you right on the final again if you'd like to do that. So just level off at an altitude that's comfortable for you there, and we'll get you on a mile or two final. And what is your heading now, 6 Charlie Alpha? Skylane 6 Charlie Alpha, turn left, heading 060. Left turn 060.
060.
Hey, Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, you do want to try this at Parks one more time, or do you want to just climb up?
Yeah, I'd like to try it one more time.
6 Charlie Alpha, roger. Turn left, heading 360, and descend now to 1,000 feet.
360, 1,000.
Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, when you break out, you're going to be on about a three-quarter of a mile final. The airport's going to be 11 o'clock and about a half mile.
Okay.
Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, turn left, heading 320.
Left to 320.
Okay, you are right on final now, 6 Charlie Alpha. A half mile final, 6 Charlie Alpha. Right on the final. You're looking good on the approach course. You should see the airport. Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, the airport should be 12 o'clock and a quarter mile. You're 500 feet above touchdown.
Okay, keep on me.
Okay, do you see the airport at all, sir?
Oh, but it's getting dark.
Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, I've lost radar contact with you. If you do not see the airport, start a climb.
No, I'm over the water tower now.
Okay, sir, I'm not real familiar with where the water tower is. Can you see the airport at all?
Not anymore. I didn't see it. Finally, I didn't do it. I'm going back to South Beach. I'm heading 300.
Okay, Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, fly heading 100. 100 heading and climb, just continue climbing as much as you can.
120.
Hey, this is Charlie Alpha. I have you in radar contact again. You're a half mile southwest of the airport, but heading northwestbound. Turn left, a left turn. Well, if you're already in the right, that's fine, too. But left or right turn, heading 120. Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, the transmission was broken. I did hear something about ice. You were right over the top of the airport right now.
You know, the ice is coming off. But now, give me a heading. I'm going to 2,000. Give me a nice heading. And I'd like to try that long approach again.
Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, roger. Okay, fly heading 120. And you can stay down there 1,800 feet if you'd like to. If that ice is coming off there, let's stay there.
Coming off nicely.
Okay, 120 heading 6 Charlie Alpha. Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha, the downtown weather is now down to 300 feet. We're still good at Scott Air Force Base. They're at 1,000 feet. Would you like to try Scott Air Force Base?
How far is that?
About 12 miles east of you right now. It's the Mid-America Airport.
Yeah, let's do that.
Skyline 6 Charlie Alpha. That's Bravo Lima Victor. Continue heading 120 and maintain 2,000. Well, you find an altitude there. Are you not picking up ice at 2,300?
That seems like it's fine. Yeah, I mean, it's just coming off at this level.
Long story short, we talked to him for about an hour and a half, made about 100 transmissions, and we finally did get him down safely on the ground at actually the third airport we tried.
6 Charlie Alpha, roger. Well, let's just maintain 2,300 then. Let me know if that icing starts back up.
And what's the symbol on that one?
Okay, that's Bravo Lima Victor is the identifier over there. And we'll put you on the ILS, the 32 right. I'm sorry, 14 left. That'll be 14 left, and I'll come up with a frequency for that here shortly, 6 Charlie Alpha. Fly heading 060.
Again, can I get those three letters?
I'm sorry, you want 2,300? Would you like something, a different altitude, sir?
Oh, no, just what are the three letters for the airport?
Bravo Lima Victor. That'll be Kilo Bravo Lima Victor.
KLV, right?
BLV, Bravo Lima Victor.
Okay, I show it 13 miles away.
Yes, sir, 6 Charlie Victor. Okay, and Skyline 6 Charlie Victor, the localizer frequency is 111.15.
111.15. We're going to get it this time.
Okay, 6 Charlie Alpha, I'll tell you what, you're sounding a lot better. Your airplane looks like it's performing great, and they've got good weather. We're real confident.
And the ice is completely off the right strut.
Okay, very good, sir.
The interesting thing about that is the other controller and I were issued an award for it, that it really was a team effort, because as soon as we had an emergency aircraft on the frequency, one of the other controllers took all the aircraft off that frequency except the emergency aircraft, where I was left with one airplane to talk to. So all the other controllers were picking up the extra workload of talking to the other airplanes, and they were basically, they're supportive and talking to the satellite facilities and soliciting PIREPs from the other aircraft. So it really was a team effort on it. But the nice thing about it was we got them down on the ground, and it was successful outcome.
That was my conversation with Jack Bowers, retired air traffic controller from the St. Louis TRACON and current certified flight instructor in the St. Louis area. You can reach Jack at gatewaysport.net. So let me conclude by saying the door is always open at air traffic control, but you have to ask questions in order to get answers. Please don't be intimidated by air traffic controllers. They really are there to help you. And in fact, you pay for their service with your tax dollars. So speak up if you need something. And the same goes for me. If you need something from me, please speak up. Write to me using any of the comment sections below any of the articles, or you can write to me directly at jeff@atccommunication.com. I really do enjoy hearing from you. Not only does it give me some idea of what direction to send the website, but it also inspires me to create new shows for Radar Contact. So please let me hear from you. Whatever happens to be on your mind, ask away, comment away. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, if you're flying this week, I hope you have great weather and a great time flying. I'm Jeff Canarish for ATCCommunication.com and ATCInsider.com saying, be well and fly safe.